We'll continue on to our next stop, but there's a walk to get there, so listen on for a few more facts about sights you'll see along the way. Following the Freedom Trail from Hull Street to Commercial Street, look right just down the street. This is where the site of the molasses tank explosion and subsequent famous molasses flood of January 15, 1919. On that day around noon, a 50-foot, 17-meter-high, 90-feet-around tank of molasses exploded, sending 2 million gallons and a 30-foot or 10-meter wave of molasses traveling at 35 miles per hour as it rumbled through the North End. The wave leveled buildings, killing 21 people, injuring 150, and killed over 36 horses. The cleanup took 2 weeks using mostly fire hoses. There are rumors that on wicked hot days you can smell the molasses which seeped into the basements of the buildings and surrounding land. To get to our next stop, you'll need to cross the Charlestown Bridge. As you cross the Boston Harbor over the bridge, look to your left, and you will see the TD Garden, home of both the Boston Bruins and Boston Celtics. Once you're over the bridge, you're in Charlestown. Charlestown was named for King Charles I of England and was founded in 1628, so it's 2 years older than Boston. It was the first capital of the Massachusetts Bay Colony. It is also the place where the Puritans first landed in 1630, before settling in Boston just a few months later. You're making your way to the USS Constitution, and the Freedom Trail should continue to lead you there.